In the name of the one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear listeners, in the second chapter of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, we read about magi, or wise men, who studied the stars. They saw the Christmas star and concluded that it pointed to the birth of the promised King of the Jews, about whom they had heard. They decided to look for his birthplace. The Gospel says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.'" When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen, when it rose, went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Friends, under King David, the kingdom of Israel prospered. Yet even before King David's death, there were unhealthy signs of spiritual and moral weaknesses. Over very few generations, the kingdom became corrupted, divided, and fell apart. The Babylonians destroyed what remained of it, just as the prophet Isaiah and other Old Testament prophets foretold. Jerusalem was destroyed, and the Jews were carried away as captives, exiled for 70 years under the Babylonians and then the Persians. In captivity, many were encouraged by studying God's promises for future restoration and the coming king of the royal line of King David to bless all and bring peace, just as their father Abraham had been promised to bless all families of the earth. Many others in Babylon and Persia were exposed to the Jewish exile teaching of the Old Testament prophets about the wonderful Messiah King of Israel, promised to spread the praise and glory of the Lord among all nations. The Lord had promised David that his descendants' kingdom would be forever. Isaiah chapter 9 predicts that the child of the virgin would have the government upon his shoulder. Dear listeners, the Persians conquered the Babylonian Empire. As prophesied by Isaiah, the Persian king returned the Jewish people to their homeland to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple. So the wise men obviously knew of the Jewish hope and came looking for the promised newborn king in Jerusalem of Judea. Herod a much-resented ethnic Edomite, was the ruler of Judea. He was well aware of the long-standing Jewish hope for the promised king from the house of David, and so became alarmed by the wise men's naive question about the birthplace of the Jewish king. Neither he nor did most Jews understand that the prophecy was for a vaster kingdom of a totally different nature. Isaiah, Micah, and other prophets identified the Messiah as the one to bring peace among the nations. In Isaiah 9, he is called the Prince of Peace. In verses 2 and 3, we read, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest." Dear listeners, the prophet Micah in chapter 5 foretold Jesus' birth in Bethlehem to bring peace instead of war among different peoples. The prophet Haggai in chapter 2 identified the building of the new temple with the establishing of this peace. In the New Testament book of Luke, chapter 2, the angel announces to the shepherds, "Good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This joyful message to all people was followed by the heavenly multitude singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Indeed, Jesus came to take on the throne of David. This was the clear message of the angel to the Virgin Mary in the first chapter of Luke. He said to her, "You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of his father David and will reign over the house of Jacob," or Israel, "forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Friends, Jesus, the promised king, came to fulfill all the promises of a blessed new creation gathered from among all nations. He is king on an everlasting throne. His work on the cross brought salvation and true peace to all peoples of all nations. That was the original divine design, a new nation from all nations, a new kingdom that includes all people. Ancient Israel, within its limited geographical borders, was meant to bear witness to the goodness and saving grace of God for the whole world. But it was marred by sin and failed. Yet it served God's purpose for the blessing of all nations through Jesus, the real Son of David, the king over the abiding Israel of God, which includes all ethnicities and all nations. This is what we celebrate on Christmas Day. Hallelujah.